This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Rescue workers searched flood-ravaged parts of Germany and Belgium for survivors on Saturday as the death toll from this week's burst rivers and flash flooding continued to climb. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erpstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. "We mourn with those that have lost loved ones. Their fate is ripping our hearts apart," he said. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. Over the past several days, the floods have cut off entire communities from power and communications. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the rescue effort. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Experts think that European floods show the need to curb emissions and adapt. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Politicians and weather forecasters have been shocked at the ferocity of the precipitation that caused flash flooding in Western Europe. Scientists can't yet say for sure whether climate change caused the flooding, but they insist it certainly exacerbates the extreme weather that's been on show from the Western US and Canada to Siberia and to Europe's Rhine region. One expert says buildings, outdoor spaces and cities need to be made more resilient to climate change, while an insurance expert says those that don't adapt will risk greater loss of life and damage to property. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website,